everybody, Michelle here. I got the turkey all herbed up. I just have to do the lemons. I almost forgot again. I usually do about two, I think, because one, I take and I squeeze some of the juice in the cavity. The other two, I put directly in the cavity. Oven is cut in half. With the lemons cut in half. The oven is preheating. It's probably either ready or close to. But I figured, well, let's get these going. And, go from there. Also, too, what I didn't mention with regards to the Meyer lemons is that they're smaller than the average lemon. So, just squeezing them in the cavity, the juice. Quite good. Looking even better. Okay, so that's one. Two. So just pop those in, and then the legs are usually held in with a bit of skin. So that's done. I'm going to move you beside the not quite right beside things, but enough that you'll get to hear everything that's going on. I am going to take this off, and yes, we're feeling heat. Off goes the lid, and I am going to be bringing this 13 and a half turkey over, and so hopefully you'll get to hear it sizzle. Should have done it differently. Next time I will deal with the rack. But for some reason I decided not to do that this year, and bad move. Okay, so before it cools off too much, I'm going to wipe off this one area, not to mention my hands. Don't know what underfoot there. It's crusted. Now, one thing that we do is, even though it brings down the temperature just a smidge, is you put in some wine. And it changes from year to year, so that's why the flavors are different. So there it is. This year it is a Moonlight Harvest Sauvignon Blanc. I'm almost thinking they didn't put it enough. Those are a bit slippery, so make sure that too, because we got given a very big bottle last year. So yeah, that's our turkey. I didn't take a picture of it in the pan, but I'll take a picture of it when it comes out. Everything went fairly smoothly this year, which is good. So, I think I'm going to leave it with that. And maybe I'll take a picture of it with the vegetables. So, I'll leave it that way for right now. And, see you later. Once I get this phone working. And there we go. Hi, everybody. Okay. We are just getting everything ready for putting in the vegetables. Well, not quite just. I'm just peeling the giant carrots. I had a little snooze, which is a good thing. And now, like I said, getting ready to put the veg in. So these are pretty giant. I hadn't realized how big. So I think I'm going to cut them in several pieces. Just finished cutting one, and now I'm cutting another. Well, as soon as this is done, I'm going to probably start in making our fennel salad, which is fennel seed, green onion. I've been thinking of doing some carrots, but we'll see. At the very least, some celery. It's something to add. A little extra green. Okay, so now I am so that's one. This here. You're like me. You have a whole bunch of stuff in the way of you doing a good meal. Expect things not to come down. Was my carrot, which now I'll have to wash, unfortunately. So, where do we go? Just annoying. Let's see. So, yeah, we're that done. I'm thinking probably we will, now I'm having trouble with my phone. Sorry, I don't mean to be so grouchy, but I'm trying to get things done. And I'm not having very much luck. Okay. So now that I know there's a minute left, sorry that you had to hear that. Yeah, so six pieces for each carrot, which hopefully will be nice. And so I'm going to leave it here for right now, because what I'd like to do is I'd like to start the next brew by putting stuff in. See you later.